This is the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast. It is the 29th of November, 2024. I'm Andy Eubank. Good morning. CJ Miller and Sabrina Halverson checking in momentarily with the news, including an Indiana woodland owner's story from the north central part of the state and continuing to grow U.S. meat exports. The HAT podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. Learn more at ffbt.com. HAT Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin is here forecasting chilly weather for today and the weekend. And no ag market trade yesterday due to, of course, Thanksgiving. Hope you had a good one. We do have some thoughts from Carl Setzer, market analyst, coming up on the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
How an Indiana woodland owner in White County is keeping her father's legacy alive and the efforts to continue to grow America's meat exports. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. Well, several Indiana woodland owners have recently been recognized with the 2024 Charles Deem Forest Stewardship Award by the Indiana Forestry and Woodland Owners Association, or IFWO for short. One of the winners is Pence Revington. She's the owner of Moots Creek Farm in White County, which includes about 65 acres of woodlands. She says the property was purchased by her father nearly 60 years ago.
He was a furniture manufacturer. He had, after the war, he had a small company in Delphi, Indiana, with his brother-in-law. And he wanted to be hands-on. And so he, using wood every day in his manufacturing company, he wanted to grow some wood and see what it took. So he bought that. And he's been my inspiration all along.
And as a young girl, she helped her dad plant 10,000 black walnut trees on the property with a plan to harvest those trees down the road for his furniture store.
He never lived to see any of those trees become mature. He died about 5 years after we bought the property and planted all those trees. So when he passed, it was quite a shock. But I was already a nerd about it. I came home every weekend I could to help him get it started. So we spent a lot of time planting those trees. So you can't walk away from that.
Even though Revington now lives in Wisconsin full time, she makes the 7-hour drive back to the woods as often as she can.
Over the years, it was at least one weekend a month. But now that I'm retired and I can devote most of my time to it, I come home for a hot shower and I'm down there. When I go down at least once a month, I'm there for 3 to 5 to 6 days, sometimes twice in a month.
She even has a home away from home in the woods that has no electricity or running water. She says she truly enjoys the peace and quiet when she visits her Indiana home.
My cabin, which I call it, is actually a metal building, which requires very little maintenance from me. And then there's a big deck out in front with a grill where I can have my coffee every morning and just get back to work.
And by getting back to work, Revington says that means taking care of the family woods and all of those beautiful black walnut trees that still keep her father's memory and his legacy alive.
There are good, positive, hopeful, optimistic messages all throughout the property. Any time of day, any season, there's something there that reminds me of something good and something important. And it goes from, wow, I can actually see the creek now, to, oh, gee, there's box turtles crawling out of the prairie. Or, hey, here come my neighbors with beer. when they hear me on the chainsaw, they show up sooner or later.
You can hear much more about Pence Revington's story and read about the other winners from IFWO. It's at HoosierAgToday.com. Well, America's meat exports are not only booming, but they're growing. Sabrina Halverson has more.
There's nothing like the taste of corn-fed beef. Everybody likes it and everybody wants it.
Steve Hansen, the chair of the United States Meat Export Federation and a farmer rancher from southwest Nebraska, shares insights on the current state of U.S. meat exports and their importance to American agriculture. He emphasizes that U.S. beef exports remain competitive due to their high quality, safety, and sustainability.
For exports to remain strong, we have to be price competitive, or we have to have something that somebody wants. And right now we're filling that void because we have quality, we have safety, and we think we do a great job in sustainability.
Hansen identified market expansion as a priority for USMEF. While China has been a major player, USMEF is also investing in newer markets like Africa, Central America, and South America.
For a while there, China was just really going strong, but Central America is strong. We're trying to find some new markets there. South America is coming on. Colombia has become a really interesting market. And of course, our really good trade partner to the South, Mexico, they are on target to set a record for pork imports. And that's really big. Also, they've been really strong in the beef area. Mexico is a great trading partner, and we've been fortunate to keep them, and I think that looks really bright in the future for us.
He says with expanding markets and strong trade relationships, USMEF continues to drive demand for U.S. red meat, supporting both global consumers and American producers. Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Sabrina Halverson.
And I'm C.J. Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Let's face it, operating a farm isn't going to get any less expensive this year. That's why an operating loan from Farm Credit Mid-America is built to give you more cash back and more flexibility in how you are able to manage your funds. Learn more at fcma.com/operating and get an operating loan that pays you back. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. As we take a look at the weekend ahead of us, going to be looking at a pretty chilly outlook here as we have Canadian high pressure starting to dive down in over the Great Plains and the Western Corn Belt. Strong northwest winds are starting to flow over the Great Lakes in general. That's going to create lake effect for most of the Eastern Corn Belt. Now, the key thing about lake effect is you have to be in the right area to actually see the precipitation really ramp up. So those are our typical lake effect areas, western Michigan, northwest Indiana, so on and so forth. But what we're also going to be seeing is an offshoot here. The winds are strong enough that the clouds that develop off of the Great Lakes will be funneling down over the rest of Indiana, I believe, not just through today, but as we move through the weekend and early next week as well. Does it yield precipitation? No. Now, would I not rule out the odd flurry or two? Nah, we can see that pretty much at any time with this kind of cold air mass, especially coming in after the warm surge that we've had here recently. But I don't think lake effect is going to produce a lot of precipitation outside of our typical lake effect areas. And even then, you have to go all the way up into northern Michigan before you get into the real good stuff. As we move forward, next week stays very, very cold here, well below normal temperatures easily through most of next week, Monday through Thursday. I do think that we start to see temperature moderation as we hit late week, at least briefly, maybe enough to trigger some light precipitation on the rain side in central southern Michigan, maybe northern Indiana. But otherwise, the temperatures fall right back down as cold Canadian air comes back for Saturday the 7th and into Sunday the 8th. Strong high pressure dominating there. But mostly looking at warmer air trying to come in behind that as we move into the middle part of the week of the 9th. So a little bit of a roller coaster ride here, but each successive round of cold air does get just a bit colder. So be prepared to work our way lower as we head through the month of December. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. Have a great rest of your weekend. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
More choppy and mixed trade on Wednesday. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Wednesday Farm Market Review. I'm Ian DeEubank, and the settlements coming up from Wednesday trade. First, market analysis. And at the end of trade, I checked in with Tom Fritz in Chicago for that. Tom, the markets were mixed going into the Thanksgiving break. Been an interesting Thanksgiving week, and only beans finished the day higher, although flat in a couple of corn contracts. Let's start with the support for the bean futures market. Where did that come from?
Well, I think support in the bean market, I think the bigger picture is the anticipation of a slowdown in the crush. The meal market is finally getting some relief from, soybean oil. It seems like, normally when you're buying bean oil, you're selling meal. When you're selling bean oil, you're buying meal, and that spread hadn't been working. And finally, now it's starting to work. And so I think you've got a little bit of technical buying in the meal market that's supporting soybeans. Go look at a soybean meal chart. It's in, I don't want to call it historic support, but it's pretty close to being in very long-term support. You look at a weekly chart on meal or a monthly chart on soybean meal, and when you get soybean meal down in the 280s, from a time frame, it usually doesn't spend too much time down in that level. So I think the slowdown in the crush means less meal. For a while there, they had been crushing for bean oil. But now I think the bloom is off the rose with the bean oil market. There's some talk that, the demand for soybean oil for our fuel needs is going to start slowing down. Why, I'm not really sure. Maybe the lack of credits. It seems like these guys won't crush unless they have credits. So, I think that's part of it. So I think that lends some support to the soybean market. But, go look at where soybeans have been. They've been nowhere. You look at Jan beans. Jan beans go home at 988 and three quarters. Contract low is what, 15 cents lower? So, I don't think this is any big deal. The interior soybean basis is firm, so that helps your spread. Jan March beans are into 8 cents. So, I think that's it. But, I just don't think the bean market's going anywhere. The weather in South America seems to be pretty okay. There's been some dry areas developing in southern Brazil, but they say that's not going to last, that there's plentiful rain on the way for both southern Brazil, central Brazil, and even Argentina. So, I just don't think today's rally in beans is all that much. Maybe a little bit of intermarket spreading for a while there. It was owning corn, selling beans. So I think there's a little bit of reversal in that regard. Corn market, as you can see, March corn finishes flat. May corn's flat. The big story in the corn market today was, liquidation of Dease corn ahead of first notice day. At one point last night, the Dease March corn spread was at a 7¾ cent spread, and late in the day today, it traded out to 13 cents. So, I think that was the trade in the corn market. But not sure the corn market's going anywhere in that regard. Demand for corn, it's been okay. It doesn't make you stand up and notice. I think it's going to have to take a USDA report showing us that corn exports are going to be good, and it's going to put a dent in our carryout. I think the ethanol numbers were good this morning. They continue to stay strong. So it wouldn't surprise me that, the downside in corn is limited. But without the USDA, showing us some noticeable demand improvements in the demand side of the equation, the corn market's going to be stuck here for a little bit. But, right now, March corn, I think you're in support where it is right now, and 450 is your resistance level. So there's room to rally. Wheat market has no friends. A week ago, everybody was going, between the Russians and the Ukrainians throwing missiles back and forth at one another. Well, now that's really hasn't impacted the wheat deliveries out of the Black Sea. Plus, you've got Argentina. Argentina's harvesting wheat. Australia's harvesting wheat. They both have good wheat crops. And the U.S. is getting the short end of the stick. So, longer term, our president-elect, he talks about, how he's going to tariff China for both imports and exports. And now this week, he's talking about imposing tariffs, import tariffs on Mexico and Canada. Now, is this man just bending over backwards to kill our trade, or is it all bluster? So we'll see how that goes. But for the time being, know, I don't think the soybean market's going anywhere as long as we don't have weather issues in South America. Corn, put your trading shoes on, fade the what I call the short-term extremes. And I think the wheat market's in a bit of an extreme, but it was hard to ignore Kansas City wheat, DKC wheat down 24 cents going into first notice day. So I think these wheat and corn markets, once we get out of the delivery scenario where, you know, everybody has to liquidate ahead of first intentions, which is tonight, you know, things will sort themselves out. So, but in the long, in the longer term, I just don't think we're going anywhere.
Tom Fritz, EFG Group in Chicago. Settlements now. December corn on Wednesday, down 4.25, 4.15 3/4. Unchanged for both March and May. March going into Thanksgiving at 4.28. May 4.35 1/4. Up 1.25 on the January beans, 9.88 3/4. March, 9.97, a gain of 3 cents. May up 2.25 at 10.10 3/4. And March wheat, 9.5 cents lower, 5.48 1/2. February live cattle, 188.60. That was up 90 cents. Very strong in lean hog futures before a big turnaround. February going 87.92, down 35 cents on the day. No markets on Thursday, Thanksgiving, and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. I'm Andy Eubank, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.